Thank you, Madam Chair. You said almost correctly, but I just arrived to the city, so you couldn't practice my name, and it's not an easy one. But thank you very much. Distinguished delegates, dear colleagues, allow me to give you a brief summary of the progress under the Protocol on Water and Health, as my country is the chair of the period of 2023 and 2025 period. As a reminder, the Protocol is a legally binding treaty of the European region. It is the first and only instrument connecting water management and human health with the objective of prevention and reduction of water-related diseases through sustainable water management. Since its adoption in 1999, 29 member states have acceded to the protocol, most recently North Macedonia and Uzbekistan. And further 14 states are signatories, meaning that over 40 member states contribute actively to the implementation of the protocol. The scope of the work under the protocol covers the entire water system or cycle, from water resource management through equitable access to water and sanitation to wash in school and healthcare facilities. The Secretariat is its to this instrument is jointly provided by UNECE and WHO Regional Office for Europe. Over the years, the protocol became a hub and a platform for knowledge and experience exchange on WASH in the pan-European region. Furthermore, it supports cross-sectoral cooperation on national level and fosters the formation of interministerial working groups on water, sanitation, and health, at least 30 member states in the region. Setting national WASH targets is one of the core obligations under the protocol. 27 parties have met to this obligation already, and a number of other states voluntarily followed their example. In addition, the mandatory reporting system adds accountability to the target setting mechanism. The protocol also features in the water action agenda launched at the UN Water Conference in 2023 in New York. The bureau countries of the protocol and five member states submitted protocol-related commitments. The Budapest Declaration, adopted at the 7th Ministerial Conference of Environment and Health, collides the joint commitments of environment and health ministers of the European region to tackle the triple crisis of climate change, environmental pollution, and loss of biodiversity. The declaration reiterates core objective of the protocol and calls explicitly for accession. As part of the new implementation mechanism, the Joint Protocol for Environment and Health Process Partnership was initiated on wastewater surveillance for public health. The recast European Union Drinking Water Directive and Urban Wastewater Directive also reference the resources developed under the protocol for assessing equitable access to water and sanitation. These tools have been successfully used by 13 countries for assessing baseline and planning measures to fulfill the human right to water and sanitation. The updated version of the Equitable Access Scorecard will be launched this year in Budapest. The current most pressing policy and technical priorities include increasing resilience of water and sanitation sector to climate change. Several events were organized in the past year on this priority. Furthermore, A strategic paper will be presented, and two protocol-related side events will be organized at COP29. The realization of the human right to water and sanitation is an ongoing and very well-progressing topic. Also, the hand hygiene promotion is being included to this area. Prevention and preparedness for epidemics of infectious diseases is the core priority of the protocol. And new tools are available, such as environmental wastewater surveillance. The Bureau of the Protocol is working on a long-term strategy for implementation. Hungary, as the chair, together with the Bureau and the Secretariat, we continue promoting to implement global and regional priorities, such as SDGs or EU directives. Promoting accession is one of Hungary's commitments during our chairmanship, and several countries are already in this process. The protocol provided to be a flexible tool that can be used to address emerging threats in different socio-economic contexts. It is also fundamental in accelerating regional implementation of global and regional commitments, such as the 2030 Agenda and the Human Rights on Water and Sanitation, the Budapest Declaration and the WHO Resolution on WASH in healthcare facilities and COVID-19 response. However, we still need to work on increasing regional membership. Representing Hungary as the chair, I urge all countries in the pan-European region to accede to the protocol. Regarding the success of the protocol, we also have to focus on implementation and to make sure that there is sufficient and sustainable funding and also appropriate human resources for the implementation. The next meeting of the parties of the protocol will take place 1 year from now in Budapest. The seventh session of the meeting of the parties will be the platform to review the progress made in 2023 and 2025 period and to decide the new program of work for the next period. And now I would like to thank you for your kind attention and express my heartfelt appreciation to the Joint Secretariat for their continued support for the protocol and for our chairmanship. Thank you.